You're listening to the sounds of a new exhibit at the Concord Museum called Alive with Birds. It explores the life and impact of local ornithologist and conservationist William Brewster. Brewster was also the first president of the Mass Audubon, who is co-organizing the event. The works are on display now until September. So with us now to talk more about the exhibit, David Wood, curator at the Concord Museum. David, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
So who is this exhibit for? Is this for birders or a broader population? Tell me.
I think a broader population, in that obviously the birds are the center of the thing, as it was for Brewster. But the place itself has its own wonderful quality that we are trying to share through this exhibition. And the bird art itself functions quite well as art independently of the subject, in a way, if you know what I mean. So I think it will be of interest to a broader audience. There's a historical factor to this as well, that about a third of the exhibition is about this extraordinary experiment that that Brewster set up. And so I think for...
So let's talk about that. Let's actually stay right there. This, you just referred to it as an extraordinary experiment. And really it was, right? So briefly tell us that.
Starting in 1895, Brewster began to assemble what ended up being a total of about 300 acres in Concord, right on a bend of the river. His aims were not completely articulated in the beginning, I think, but before too long, it led to a radical change in the way that Brewster himself studied birds. The way you studied a bird in the 19th century was you shot it, and then you took your non-moving specimen to your book and figured out what species you had. And no other kind of observation was recognized as scientifically valid.
So if you didn't kill the bird, it wasn't valid?
In a sense, yes. Yes, I would say that is the case. And Brewster was also involved in assembling the collections at the Museum of Comparative Zoology, which was, this is a broader educational undertaking. The MCZ was collecting specimens from all over the world, trying to figure out what's the entirety of the universe look like when you're talking about life. And so it was a part of that as well. Brewster decided he didn't want to shoot the birds anymore. His land in Concord was a good place to study the living bird and learn then from their behavior and so following things that you could never learn from the stuffed specimen.
And that really did influence, and this is part of that intersection between Mass Audubon and what you're doing at the museum, that did influence birding and the study of birds in the years to come.
It did. The binoculars supplanted the shotgun.
Amazing. Amazing. Sorry, you just struck me with that. I'd not thought of it that way. How much change would come when binoculars supplant a shotgun as part of scientific method?
Yes.
All right.
And Brewster was aware of that. I mean, this is a self-conscious undertaking on his part. And in part, it's to celebrate that we've collaborated with Mass Audubon on this exhibition.
And the collaboration also comes, as I understand it. So you mentioned the fact that he had 300 acres in Concord. So that's the Concord part. But then a few years ago, almost half of that went as a gift to Mass Audubon. And that's the Mass Audubon part that gave you a chance to come together, right?
Exactly. And that in part was the origin of this exhibition, though in fact, for Mass Audubon Centennial, we hosted an exhibition here at the museum, which was a collaboration with the Museum of American Bird Art, which is the Mass Audubon collection of bird art. So honestly, we weren't satisfied with our treatment of the subject then. And so here's our opportunity to try it one more time. But clearly the Nancy Bukas's gift of 106 acres really impelled us to renew that conversation with Mass Audubon and see what can we do to celebrate this extraordinary gift.
So you've also got in the exhibit 20 paintings and sculptures from Mass Audubon's Museum of American Bird Art, and you feature contributions by Robert Gilbert, who was a Black ornithologist who was Brewster's assistant for over 20 years. So in just, you know, briefly, what would we see when we come to the exhibit?
Principally the visual is the art on the walls, but also the feature. You played some of the music in the beginning there. That's a media element in the museum, which merges together a contemporary video of the site with some of the black and white images that that Brewster took, in some cases with the assistance of Mr. Gilbert, though actually Gilbert's assistance went far, far beyond the photography led Mr. Gilbert to say late in life when talking about those days in Concord, those were the good old days. So I think Mr. Gilbert with Brewster was aware of their pioneering. This was new science that they were undertaking, one more sensitive to the environment than previously. And I get the impression I think you can see it in the gallery. They knew it. They knew they were venturing on to something new.
And the exhibit's there through the beginning of September?
That's correct.
All right. That is David Wood, curator at the Concord Museum. And you can see some photos from the exhibit. Make sure to visit wbur.org/Radio Boston. David Wood, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.